All right. Today I've got a really special guest. He's actually the face, the body, and the mind behind a premier speed dating site in a particular city, and he hosts a lot of these speed dating events. And let me just say that I've been to them before, and I matched once, so clearly it's a successful program. Okay, so tell us a little bit first about how you got involved in speed dating and why you do this, and what is it that you do exactly?
So it all started when I went to a speed dating event myself. It was over a year ago. It was just out of curiosity. There's all these different misconceptions about what speed dating was. I was always super curious about it. The most I've ever heard or seen about it is probably what any average person can think about. So it's like 40-year-old version. There was like that one scene in the movie where there was...
I don't watch crap like that.
All right. Well, just people, other people may have seen some of these other movies, you know, and it, you know, it's like I'm the kind of person who just... what it was like to try something once in order before
you. So you went speed dating.
So I went speed dating first, and it was the very first event that they had in San Francisco. So that itself was kind of like, all right, it's going to be, it might not be that good. We'll see. So it was their very first event, and me and another friend of mine actually went to it, and it turned out to be an awful event.
So you didn't have
the
time.
No, it was terrible. It was the ratio of men to women was probably about, there was probably 12 of us there, and there was maybe six women, females. But... yeah. So the ratio was two guys to one, at the very least. So at most, I met more guys that night basically than I met girls. And so
give us like a quick breakdown. I mean, some people are familiar with speed dating, but since you run them, give us a quick breakdown of how the evening works. Like, what happens? Someone shows up.
So what speed dating is you get a round of a group of girls and a group of guys. Preferably, you want the numbers to be completely matched and equal. So 10 on 10 or 12 on 12. And so basically, you all start out in a specific position, and you have these concepts of rounds, and each round lasts anywhere from 3 to 8 minutes, depending on what speed dating... you know, people with different speed dating companies will set up different times. And so this one was 5 minutes per round. So you'll meet with a person, sit down with them for 5 minutes. You'll hear a bell ring. At the end of that bell, you take half a minute to write down yes or no if you like the person, and then you move on to the next person.
Then you move on.
And then you keep going all around till you meet everybody.
And at the end of the night, you match them up.
At the end of the night... the way matches happen is if you circle a girl yes, or if you circle somebody yes and they circle you a yes, then that's considered a match. And you'll get emails. You get an email from the organizer with the other person's contact email saying, oh, you guys have matched. Now you can take it from there.
So your first time when you did this, did you match?
No. So there's a catch to it. So there was one little thing about, so what happens if you go to an awful event like this that we went to? And let's say you don't like anybody there.
Okay.
And so they have this sort of...
or nobody liked you.
Or nobody liked me. That's very much the same possibility.
Very possible. Yeah.
But their guarantee is they have so much faith in the people, quality people that they get, that they say if you don't match with anybody, you don't like anybody there, and you circle no's for everyone, you'll get a free pass to the next event.
Okay.
So that's their catch.
That's the catch. And then, so did you go to another event?
So I circled no's for all six of them.
Wow. Okay.
And I got a free pass, and I still have not used it. Okay. Because I am now the host, and I can't use it.
Well, how did you transition to being the host? You were just a disgruntled person who went.
So I didn't necessarily hate on the event, you know. I mean, it was an awful event, but it was also the very first in San Francisco. So I understood the challenges in starting up a brand new thing in a new city. This couple was running this date site from Atlanta in Georgia, and they just flew up to San Francisco. So I ended up meeting No Names.
Right.
That's their fake names, actually.
Right. So you met this mysterious couple.
I met this mysterious couple who run this speed dating site from Atlanta, and we got along really well. He got some really good vibes for me, I guess. Like, we just hit it off, and he thought I'd have a really good personality to be, I guess, a host. for San Francisco. So he emailed me or he called me or something, I forgot which, and he asked me if I wanted to become a host. I couldn't at the time, though.
You could not at the
time. I could not at the time, so I had to reject that offer because I was living in San Mateo at the time. Right. And the commute to the city, and I was, my priorities were just a little bit different. I wasn't sure if I was ready to commit to being a host a couple of times a month. So I said no to him. A year kind of went past. I tried to redeem my free pass, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got back in contact with him. I missed that event. And then the next event, he
asked you to host.
I got an email from him, or I got an email. He spammed out to everyone, I think, because their existing host in San Francisco needed to leave. She needed to quit her job, or at least stop hosting.
I mean, what it seems like happened to me is that, let's say, you went to go play a pickup basketball game, and they decided you were so good, you want to be the host. They pick you up to be the host.
I don't know.
I mean, essentially, is what happened. And that's the story we're going to go with.
Okay, we'll go with that story.
So, like, you,
yeah,
you
impressed
him so much.
I impressed him so much, but he was also desperate to find the host in San Francisco.
Well, let's just say it's your winning personality.
Okay. We did have a good conversation. He thought I'd be good. He felt like I had a good energy level. I was definitely in a very different place in my life back then as well. I had a lot of energy. I was very, like, ready to be out there and social and go to these speed dating events or whatever. And then the year later came by and I still had that energy. And I was like, shit, this is actually a really cool opportunity. Maybe I live in San Francisco now. So I actually emailed him back. He remembered it. He actually did remember who I was. And pretty much that's when I became host.
So as the host, you've seen a lot of guys and girls come through. I mean, you've done dozens of events at this point.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of events.
The one that you did for us in particular, I think, was it's like
that was
300 people.
That was absolute. That was
a zoo. Charity event. It was craziness. It was like 30 guys, 30 girls.
That was
it's crazy.
Yeah, it was. That was no charity event. That was like a disaster.
That was a disaster. It was fun. But it was fun for us.
It was fun for you guys
because we were just on the speed dating panel.
Yeah, there was. There was a lot of people, a lot of females too.
But the one thing that I noticed that you couldn't do was that there were these two girls at the end that you had said were really cute, but somehow you couldn't arrange it so that we could talk to them.
You guys happen to have started one position up from them.
Like,
so
as your good friends, you couldn't even say like, all right,
hey, here's the last two events.
Yeah, like go, make sure you talk to these girls.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So, I want another opportunity.
You will. You'll meet both of them
someday. Okay. So you've hosted. You've participated.
I participated.
And then so what sort of things work for speed dating? You've seen the matchups. Actually, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but you actually used to be in charge of doing the spreadsheet, so you saw the people match, and it wasn't computerized.
Right.
You literally did the matches, so you could see this was the type of guy who gets some matches, this is the type of girl who got some matches. Like, I want some advice. People want some advice. They're about to go to their speed dating event. They drop $40. What should they do? What should
45.
They dress like?
Yeah.
What should they say? What works?
People ask me, it's funny, because every event, there's always a couple of, at least one guy maybe that asked me.
Of course.
He comes up to me thinking, oh, this guy's a host of speed dating. This guy must be a pro. He
That's
must
what I'm
be,
saying.
You know, the guy in Hitch, whatever. But it's like
you
absolutely not true.
Hitch.
Like, I'm single. I haven't been on many dates. But I'm in that role and I have to role play. I have to kind of like
what
be
do you say?
Who these guys want me to be.
Yeah.
And so I try to give them the best advice I can, which is, you know, to put yourself out there. Like, you only have 5 minutes with somebody. Actually, you have less than that. You know, if you think about some of the transition when you just sit down, you say hello, and a lot of these people just, you know, you ask the same exact questions, like, hey, so how are you, like, where are you from, where do you work, what's your background, where'd you grow up? And those are all questions that everyone asks, and that's not going to differentiate you from any of the other guys or girls. So I always encourage people to ask, just go for the big questions. Like, ask what you really want to know.
Like
what do you really, like,
do you want to have children with me?
Yes. Do you like, if you're, do you like Asian men? Do you like guys that are shorter than you? Do you, Have
you heard people ask aggressive that
in like, bed? Or I don't know.
Have you heard people say, do you like shorter men or something like that?
I've heard some awkward questions before asked, really? I think. But not questions like that. I mean, it's just like getting past, trying to ask questions that go beyond the surface level, I think, is key. And avoiding these sort of long-winded answers that you end up talking just about yourself for like 4.5 minutes. That happens right. A lot with men, particularly.
I actually had the opposite problem speed dating because I end up asking the girls questions and I would never talk about myself.
So you just hear them talk.
Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah, oh, so. Well, I guess I just learned about them. But
so usually, yeah, it's usually the women that are doing that.
So I should talk more about myself.
I think if you guys can find something, like if you can get her attention somehow, it's like peacock theory, right? It's like if you can grab her attention, even by being slightly, you know, either obnoxious, don't be obnoxious, don't offend the person, but do something different. Like, ask some bold questions.
Do compliments work?
Compliments do work, definitely.
Wow, your beautiful eyes.
I've heard that before, where a guy, first thing he said when he sat down was, hey, you look extremely beautiful tonight.
Did you laugh inside?
I laughed out loud, I think, as I was walking by, and she smiled. But for the men out there, I definitely don't be fooled by women's, you know, just natural courteous. They have a very just naturally good personality. Like, girls will not offend guys. Like, they'll always look happy, they'll smile. And
remember the Discovery Channel thing that we watched about the science of sex and attraction?
Science of sex, right.
And we both watched it and talked about it, and they had that speed dating portion when they said that when they looked at women and women speed dating, that women always show like they're pleasant and nice.
Was that in that channel? I feel like I observed that even just through hosting. I couldn't remember.
I think I saw it from the channel, but then when I went to go watch your events and whatnot, and then I talked to you about it, and you said that was definitely true.
It was definitely. Oh yeah, you might have seen that. I think I missed that part in the channel. You told me about it.
Yeah.
And then I confirmed it from actually being there as a host.
Right.
It's totally true. Women are just naturally more. They're just good-natured people.
So just don't be fooled by a girl who's smiling.
So yeah, for the men out there, if a girl looks like she's having a great time smiling at you and laughing, it doesn't necessarily mean she wants to continue going out on dates with you.
Okay. We've also actually seen like aggressive men, like after the event is over, they'll go up to girls, and I remember this very clearly, this one guy is kind of a loser. He's talking to these girls, he's like, hey, circle yes for me because I circled yes for you.
Yep.
And
it works.
And it does work.
Well, it certainly gets the woman sort of peculiar, like I guess maybe curious. You know, this guy's quite a character. You know, and it's something that stands out about him. Even though they might not necessarily love it, they will remember this person. Versus the 10 other guys who asked them the standard ABCD questions.
Do you think that as a guy, I should just circle yes for everyone?
So that's one interesting technique that you just brought up. That happens almost every single event. At least two or three guys maybe sometimes will have this technique of circling yes for every single woman because they care more about who circled yes back for them versus finding the actual match. Versus finding a match, you know, that was actually genuine. So they don't really care about that. They care more about sort of affirmation that somebody is interested in them. And I say for those people, I would not encourage that for my friends, mainly because I think then you're not going there for the right reasons.
And we're also overlooking the big downside, which is if you circle yes for everyone.
Yep.
And nobody matches, that automatically means that nobody liked you.
Exactly. You're taking a big risk. And you're assuming that someone's going to say yes about you. But if you don't, you're falling a much greater height.
Yeah. So it's best to live with the fantasy that somebody said yes, you just didn't match with her.
Exactly. You just didn't match with her. So okay. That's a safer bet. That's another way of looking at it. So you've been to one of the speed dating events, right?
I have been to one.
So let me ask you... If you had a choice to go with friends,
yes,
guy friends or not, the last event you actually did go, would you have a preference on going alone next time?
I think I would like to go with a buddy.
You would, one friend?
Yeah.
With somebody preferably who you know has a different taste or preference than you? Or
competition.
Yeah, because that's something that's definitely an issue. Out of all these events I've done, there's usually, on average, maybe a cute, maybe like 2 or 3 cute girls that come in every... we're talking about the same age group. Right. Every maybe...
What other age groups you operate with?
One out of every 2 or 3 events.
Really?
Well, like not just one, but maybe like... on average, I'm thinking like every 3 events, there's maybe a total about 3 or 4 decent, like almost objectively attractive girls.
Mm. Let me ask you a real quick question.
Physically, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Is speed dating a desperation resort?
No.
And what are your age ranges, like, specifically?
Okay, so we've got to break that down. Yeah. So there's 3 different age groups. There's one from, so there's 21 to 34,
mm-hmm.
30 to 45,
okay.
And then 41 to 55.
Okay. And would you say that, I mean, is speed dating seen as a last resort? Or is it something where people don't, they're a little ashamed? Are they a little...
There's a little bit of everything, yeah. There's truth to all of that. I mean, there's, and I'm so that's not me saying that.
Right.
I believe it's one of those things, but a lot of people that come in there will have a mixture of fear and anxiety and nervousness and maybe some bashfulness, because they're also, it seems to them that by going to speed dating event, it means that they're desperate. I don't think it means that at all. So it really kind of varies. There's some people that go in there all the time. I get regulars who come in.
You have regulars?
Yeah, I have people... did I go? I'm sure that these people will have noticed that I haven't been hosting in the last couple of weeks or so and months. Because I'll have people that will come in and I'm like having drinks with them. Like, hey, I haven't seen you in like 4 weeks. How you doing?
It's
you
like know? Your community.
Yeah,
it's like their hobby.
I've started getting to know these guys.
But girls never do that.
There are some girls too that come in. I'm like, hey, I remember you from 2 months.
There are serial speed daters.
There are serial speed daters. And there's more men. I don't think there's any serial female speed dater. I've seen female speed daters, the same females come in maybe, 2 or 3 events or so, but they're not, I wouldn't say they're serial speed daters, but there's guys who I literally see almost mm-hmm. every event. Sometimes I see them 2 nights in a row in 1 weekend. Well, wow. They go to the younger group, and then the next night they'll go to the older group that I'm hosting. And it's like, and they're all really good guys, you know. Like, there's nothing wrong with these people that go speed dating. Like, they're not desperate. I mean, maybe some of them will feel that they are desperate. I don't think it necessarily represents an act of desperation, though.
Would you do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would go there.
There have been events where I wish that I was a speed dater versus a speed host, but a host.
Here's the thing for our casual listeners. I want to blow up his spot, but I'm going to just say that he actually probably does better as the host than as a participant, because I've seen this happen where the girls are so comfortable talking with him that they're flirting with him all the time. And it's actually, I mean, A, this could have naturally happened anyway, because he's such a great guy.
No,
but also,
that's true.
I mean, there is this sort of power you have as the organizer,
as the
person who rings the bell.
That's definitely true.
And the girls mm-hmm. flock to you.
I wouldn't say they flock.
Well,
but
two people.
They certainly.
Flock.
I mean, picture yourself if you're. So, all your female listeners, if you are in an event and you're surrounded by 12 guys that you have absolutely no interest in,
right.
and you're not even attracted to these guys in any remote way, and maybe even they scare you in some ways because they're so weird or awkward or something.
Right.
Your speed date host is like your one, is like your savior. He's like the one person where you can seek comfort and you can go to and you can know, you can retreat back to that person. He's like your safety zone.
He's your safety zone.
Yeah, he's like, in a game of freeze tag, he's like home base. You can always go back to him. And
that's you.
Yeah. And I that's whoever the host is. The host, I think that's your responsibility as a host, is to make sure everybody has a good time and make sure everyone's comfortable. Make sure people feel comfortable and you know, at home, like when they're with you, so like they have a place to kind of escape to when they're feeling nervous or if they have questions or if they don't know what to do next or if they want to leave midway through the event, they should feel at every right to be able to do so, and that's happened a couple of times before in the past.
I kind of want to ask about the ethics of speed dating. For example, are you allowed to date one of your speed daters?
That's a good question.
Have you?
No.
You have not? You allowed to?
I don't know what's in the terms and conditions of being a host. I don't think we had any written contract, but in my own morals, my own ethics sort of would say that I, at the event, you know, I certainly don't want to be the host.
Right.
To be the ones, you know, flirting and poaching these women that these other men have paid money to come meet and talk to. It would just be, I would just feel just very like, I would just feel like a very bad person.
That's why you're the host and I'm not, because I would try to poach at all times.
I mean, the thing is, and sometimes it's happened even like out of my control where, you know, maybe the quality of the men for that night were particularly bad, and mm-hmm. so it makes the hosts look that much better. And, you know, there has been some events where some of the girls have come up to me at the end of the event and, you know, we were flirting and maybe they did give me their numbers and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I did take them, and there were still some of the male daters around the bar, and I'm sure that they saw it. I even had one guy watch me the entire time.
Wow.
And then come up to me afterwards.
Yeah.
And praising me for he thought I was like, man, why do you do it? Like, I've been trying to read the game and like, what's, yeah, tell him, that was awesome, man. And like, I'm like, you know, I'm just like sitting there baffled, like,
right,
I don't know. It doesn't feel great in a lot of ways, but it does feel good, you know, in another sort of world. I don't know. I mean, you're getting a girl's number, she's interested in you regardless of
however the dynamics.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take numbers anywhere I can get them.
Yeah, so it's hard to refute that. I mean,
how do you feel about speed dating? Let's say you're in a relationship and I go to a speed dating event,
mm-hmm.
which is fine because I'm curious, but how do you think, is that immoral because I'm denying somebody else a chance of being there, or I'm talking to this girl while knowing that I have a girlfriend and it makes their experience less because they're wasting their 3-4 minutes on me?
I could see how there might be somebody who would have a problem with that. I mean, if that meant that I could have met another single person mm-hmm. instead of you, then yeah, in that sense, I think there might be some problems with that. But I mean, who's to say that they have any less right to come to this event than the other person does? Speed dating, I mean, it's because it has this word called dating in it that we assume it's people seeking sort of a romantic companionship with somebody. But I mean, there are a lot of people out there who come to these events specifically just to meet new people because they moved into a new city, and it's not necessarily because they want to start a relationship, but it's just to get themselves out there. And so people use a speed dating event for a variety of reasons, regardless of whether or not they're looking for, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend or someone to date or just a friend. And so if you're married or if you have a girlfriend or if you have a boyfriend and you come to these events, I don't think you have any less right to be there than somebody who doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about speed dating events where you have to submit your picture beforehand?
I think that's actually a great idea.
Great idea?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I don't know, it just sort of helps you sort of pick your events. I mean, I think it's a great idea for the attendees.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad idea for
the organizers.
Yeah, the organizer, or if you're actually owning, if you're the one who's running the dating event, because you're going to have a much, much more difficult time trying to get people to sign up for certain events if they don't like who's there. I mean, I kind of take it back. I mean, like, I think it's a great idea initially when I thought about it, but I definitely don't know if it would work as well if there were pictures. Because part of the excitement in coming to a speed dating event
is
this randomness. Yeah, there's this sort of probability like that you're working against. There's this level of chance. You don't really know who you're meeting there yet. It's a little bit nervous, but it's also a little bit exciting at the same time.
So my final question kind of is, would you recommend going speed dating more for women or for men?
I'd recommend it for both. I think it could be an eye-opening experience for either gender. And all it takes is really an open mind. And as long as you put yourself out there, I think. I mean, if you go in there a little bit guarded, you're going to get less out of it, I think. I think if you go in there, you know, not prejudging who you're going to meet, and maybe you sort of just give everybody a shot, give yourself a shot. I mean, I think that's really all it takes.
Have you had any testimonials yet about successful relationships?
I vaguely remember there was one guy, he was one of our serial speed daters. and he's the nicest guy. I mean, he's the sweetest guy. He's super nice.
Is he tall? Just
really, yeah, he's a little bit tall.
Does he have a job?
Bit older. He's got a good job, but he's definitely socially awkward. I mean, hands down, he's just not as good in social situations. Okay. He even acknowledges that for himself.
Okay.
But he comes in every single event, you know, every 21, 34 event mm-hmm. we have. And he told me there was one time he did have a match. I always ask him, you know, oh, so were there any matches in the last event? He went on a few dates with one of the women, and he said it went really well and so forth. And so I always thought that might have been a success until I met one of the girls that he matched mm-hmm. up with, went on a date with, and then she came to another event, and then I talked to her about him.
Oh.
And this is going back to women being just very good-natured people. Men, don't be fooled by their politeness and their smiling, because they could look like they're having a great time, and when in actuality she was telling me that it was pretty bad.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, so so be careful.
Would you say then the take-home message is don't trust women?
No.
Yes. Yes.
That's maybe what that's what you want me to say. I won't say it. Not in the air.
Is there anything else you want to add about your speed dating hosting experiences?
No, except you can find me online somewhere. My picture's up.
His picture is up.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Sure.